This is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, your host on Diversity Bites, the program for everybody who understands the challenges inherent in creating a more diverse workforce. Join us as we explore the strategies and mindsets needed to transcend statistics, increase belonging, and unlock higher performance. Hello, this is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and welcome to Diversity Bites. I'm the creator of the Everybody Thrives program, which is for companies looking to unlock the full power of all their people. Well, today we're almost done with our top 10 learnings as we come to the end of a year of daily weekday episodes of Diversity Bites. And today I want to share with you something I shared earlier, sort of the greater context of these laws of success, so the difference between performance versus success from a book, The Formula, that I read recently, which was really, really informative. Today I want to focus in on one specific law of success, and it was based on who gets credit, right? And the law I'm paraphrasing here was basically saying that, you know, although teams are required for success, generally what happens is there's one person who gets most of the credit for the success, and it's not always the person who did the most work or quote unquote deserves the credit. And I think this is really important to understand from a diversity, equity, and inclusion standpoint, because people can get really bent out of shape when they feel that they're doing all the work and they're not getting any of the benefit. And they may perceive that a lot of this is due to racism and or discrimination. Now, definitely that happens. So definitely there is bias and perception that will naturally lead us to think that so-and-so must be the CEO or so-and-so must have been the leader, in this program and gets credit whether they deserve it or not. However, I want to add an additional sort of aspect or principle that actually happens that I learned from the formula and these laws of success that I think also needs to be considered, because we need to have a broader view of what's going on and not attribute everything so simply to black and white. If there's other explanations, we need to add that into our thinking as well. And interestingly, that this aspect actually does have an important diversity, equity, and inclusion as well. So it doesn't negate the fact that there's discrimination. It actually adds to it and adds a nuance to it. And that is that the people who get credit are the ones who have the reputation for the thing that's being done that people associate with the thing. So of course, they're going to get the most credit. So the author gives an example of a concert he went to with a lead singer, and she's got a great team of musicians, and she makes it a point to always call out, couldn't do this without so-and-so, and they get a little solo. But at the end of the day, no one remembers any of those other people. They just remember the lead singer because she is the one who's out in front. She is the one who's associated most with the success of those songs and with that concert, whether she deserves the credit or not, whether she's actually doing the most work or whether other people are doing it. I'm not going to say it doesn't matter. I'm going to say that's not what's driving sort of the credit that the person's getting. So it's really important to understand that, especially as an underrepresented professional, that in addition to any biases, there may be something going on where, because of the way you are positioned in terms of people's awareness of what you do, in terms of your position, you know, on the team and how you're represented, that it can be set up naturally that, of course, you would never get credit because that's not the way anyone thinks about credit, period, right? Regardless of who you are. And this can happen, you know, regardless of your, you know, race, color, or creed. It happens because of the way credit is apportioned and the way people, you know, think about success. And this becomes especially important when you are an underrepresented professional because it gets stacked on top of any existing, you know, biases or, you know, discrimination that now if you don't understand this piece as well, then you're really, really could get caught behind. And they gave a great example about female people who are going for their tenure, professors. And they noticed that you know, women who always worked a lot with men on joint assignments, it took them longer to get tenure than women who just worked with other women or worked on their own. So the challenge here is that often if you're a woman in the beginning of your career, there is some benefit to working with a man who is more established in the career, just because that's the way your sort of studies or have shaped out to be, and that's the way it exists now, let's say in history, right, which is still a very much a male-dominated sort of academic profession, that you know, you want to be able to work with someone who's more famous than you, so you get great experience and you get great exposure and you get to meet other people. However, there's an inflection point where if you just stay under that person's shadow, then you will never, ever get the full credit that you deserve for the things that you're doing that maybe have nothing to do with that person, but just because you're associated with them and happen to be, you know, in the same department as them, they get all the credit. So that becomes a perception rather than a performance thing, and that's going to impact your success and your ability to be successful. So I thought that was super, super important, not just for women, but for anyone who's an underrepresented professional, to understand the way people view success and who gets credit, and to work that into your thinking about, you know, who you work with, how long you work with people, you know, what areas you want to work with, whether you need to branch out and do something that differentiates yourself so you don't get lumped in with others and get lost. Thanks for listening. I'm Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and this is Diversity Bites. If you're a social person, we'd love to hear from you. Please join the conversation by leaving a short message at connectioncounselor.com/podcasts. Remember, when it comes to higher performance, diversity bites. Belonging delights.